Yesterday, we drove to Las Vegas. And on our drive to Las Vegas, there was many wonderful clouds in the sky. And the clouds were normally all sort of threatening type clouds that would say it might rain or something. But for us, they were pure decoration. And what they did was to decorate the sky as though you were having a wonderful manager of the stagecraft to make the clouds appear to give the sun in certain areas and not in other areas. And as we looked out over the landscape, the clouds would illumine a lake, and we'd say, oh, there's a lake, which we would have not noticed with the, if the sky had been just all normal. And then the clouds formed layers along the ridges of the mountains. And the mountains were one color where the clouds had let the light come through, another color where the lights didn't come through. And it was just a glorious panorama of beauty and charm as we drove along. We drove the mileage from Campo to Las Vegas as though it were just a few moments. Because as we drove, what we did was we entered into our thought conversation aloud. And we talked about various topics. We talked about various things that were important to us. And we talked about things of how we should think about our life, how we should think about our world, how we should think about what we're doing here and what our values are. And these sound like very heavy topics, but when you're driving along looking at such beautiful landscape and thinking about them, they all of a sudden become very gentle topics. Topics that say, hey, everything is all right with the world. And then one topic that we always play with is, why are we here? Why are we living on this planet Earth, and why are we going through the experiences that we're going through right now? And of course, that's a good question. Why are we doing this? Well, if you would talk to many people, they would say, we are here for a purpose. We are here to make the world a little better. We are here to to grow spiritually. We are here to have children, have a family. We are here to bless this world, bless this life, bless all these things. And no matter what I say to people, they don't believe it. I tell people, you are here for only one reason. They say, yeah, what's that? I say, you are here for one reason. Yeah, what is it? You are here for the reason to be yourself and have fun. Nothing more, nothing less. Now, do you have a great spiritual illumination or enlightenment to seek out? No. You've already got it. You just haven't revealed it to yourself yet. If I said to you this mundane, silly statement, my bed is warm before I get in it, you would say, well, here in this mountain resort where it's very cold outside and the rooms are not terribly warm, how could your bed be warm before you get in it? And I say, well, my bed is warm before I get in it because I mentally said it's warm before I get in it. So when I get in it, I feel very snugly warm. But how can you do that? You haven't got a bed warmer, you haven't got a bed partner, you haven't got an electric blanket, you haven't got anything to make it warm. Because I'm here to be myself and have fun. And I think it's fun to crawl into a bed in a cold apartment and have it be cozy, snugly warm, and feel just wonderful about it. But that doesn't work. Oh, yes, it does. But, well, now really, that's not a very important thing to do. No, that's true. What is important to do? What is important to do is to be yourself and have fun. Now, is that having fun? You bet it's having fun. You bet it is. We can do everything in our life by being ourselves and having fun, and really enjoy ourselves. Now, you say, well, now that bed warmer thing, now that's interesting, but how do you do that? Well, you know that you are the master of your life, and you choose to go into your mountain cabin, and the mountain cabin is all warmed up for you. But how could it be? There's nobody there. They hadn't opened it up. Nobody opened it for you. Nobody turned on the heater. Well, in my mountain cabin, during the day, the sun shines on the roof and through the glass and warms up the inside of the cabin just beautifully, very comfortably. And when nighttime comes, the cabin is just cozy warm. And no matter what the temperature is outside, and it's just cozy warm. And I go in there, and it's cozy warm. But that doesn't that's supposed to work that way. Well, it only works that way when you think it works that way. Now, do you want a cold cabin? If you think that when you go up to your cabin, and in the north, and in the mountains, that it's going to be cold, it's going to be cold. And I don't choose to go with you. I don't choose to be in your world, and I don't choose to go to your cabin and sit around in a cold cabin while it's warming up and so forth. I just don't choose to do that. I choose to sit around in a nice warm cabin. All snugly warm. I just come in from the cold outside and have a nice warm cup of coffee, and I feel just wonderful. But life doesn't work that way. That's right. Life doesn't work that way because that is what we have been taught. We have been taught that we have to go through all of the difficulties of life, that life is a trial, that we are here to learn to walk our spiritual path. We are here to become illumined. We are here to have perfect bodies. We are here to develop perfect bodies and eat proper food so that we'll have perfect bodies. And we're here to have pains and aches to help us to be master of ourselves. And we're here to have all sorts of problems. Well, now, I don't know what sort of God you have in your world, but the God that's in my world says, hey, enjoy. The God that's in my world said, hey, everything that is created is good and very good. And what is the relevance of good? If I say to you, I like a warm cabin, and you say, I like a cold cabin, are either of us wrong? No. So, for me, I have a warm cabin, and for you, you have a cold cabin. Now, could those be in the same cabin? Sure. If you shut your mouth and I shut my mouth, and I don't go messing up your cabin and you don't go messing up mine, I walk into the cabin and I feel cozy and warm. I take off my clothes and I just feel wonderful. You sit there with your overcoat on and your goulashes on, your earmuffs on, and you say, oh, I love this snappy cold cabin. I think to myself, my goodness, you must be sweating under all that stuff, you know. And I don't really think that, because I just say, hey, I love my warm cabin. You cannot be the creator of my world, thank heavens. You cannot tell me what I'm going to have in my world and what I'm going to do. Thank heaven. You cannot mess up my world by making me think that I should have this, that, or the other thing. Thank heaven. You can try. And if I am so stupid as to allow you to do that, then that's my problem, not yours. And if you come in and you say, there's no food here for breakfast, and I say, great, let's go out and get some breakfast. And you say, well, I had planned on having food here for breakfast, and we don't have any food here for breakfast. I say, hey, great, let's go out and have some breakfast. But I planned to have it here, and my plan fell flat because I forgot this and I forgot that, and let's go out and have some breakfast. But it's so terrible, you know. It's so terrible being stupid, and it's so terrible not remembering what I wanted to remember. I had it on my notes before I left the house. I was going to take those things all along, but I forgot. I said, let's go out and have some breakfast. And you say, is that all you can think about is going out and having breakfast? I'm thinking about my forgetfulness. And I say, let's go out and have some breakfast. And you say, that's thoughtless of you to be unconcerned about my problem. Come on, let's go out and have some breakfast. But don't you realize, yeah, let's go have some breakfast. Come on. And you see, You fight for your limitations, and sure enough, they're yours. They could have been forgotten the moment I said, let's go out and have breakfast. Okay, you buying? You bet. Let's go. You know, and so we go out and have breakfast and have a wonderful time, and we come back, and I say, hey, now before we go back, let's stop at the 7-Eleven or whatever and pick up the milk and pick up the different things that we want to have, and then we'll have them. Oh, you make it all sound so easy. Hey, that's what it's supposed to be. It's supposed to be a ball. That's what life is supposed to be. Now, why were those clouds drifting along over the mountains? Why were they giving us such a beautiful picture, painting the picture continuously? We drove down one steep hill straight away for miles and miles and miles, 16, 17 miles, they said, ahead. And there was a lake right in the middle of the valley that we were coming to. And our road was going right through the lake. And it looked like the lake was probably up to the edge of the road. And it wasn't too far from it. But we drove through it beautifully. And we looked around, we saw the water, and we said, isn't that beautiful? Isn't that glorious? Now, we could go through there at another time when it's raining, and water floods the road, and those other things. And then we say, oh my gosh, how are we going to get through there? And then the wisdom would say to us, hey, pull over to the side of the road and wait. The rain will stop, and then it'll all go away, and maybe a couple hours. But let's just have a nice little chat here. Let's watch the scene out there as though it's a movie before us. We're not in no great hurry. We have no appointments that we have to meet, you know. Everything is in divine order. Hey, you make everything sound so easy. Everything sounds so natural, as though, you know, there's no problems at all. Well, there are no problems. There are only problems when we make them. Our purpose in life is to be ourselves and have fun. And if we're going to go through life creating our problems, then enjoy creating them alone. Because I don't choose to be any part of it. I choose to be a part of a life full of solutions, a life full of joy, a life full of happiness. And if you forgot something, hey, eat cake. You know? If you forgot the bread, eat the cake. If you forgot the cake, eat the bread, you know. But bread for dessert? Sure. Take it in there and toast it and put jelly on it and put all sorts of cream on it and say, this is the cream de la cream de la cream de la toast. You know, it's a brand new dessert that I just created, you know. And we'll eat it. Wow, that's interesting. I've never had that before. You ought to serve that at home sometime, you know. And our imagination is just as wide open as our realization that we are the creator of our world, and that we are not here to become better Christians or better Buddhists or better religious people. We are not here to know God. We are not here to help our fellow man. We are not here to have problems and live a life of many difficulties. We are here to be ourselves and have fun. And in the process of being ourselves and having fun, we are creating ourselves to look out of our eyes and see what is within us outward. And if what's in us is harmony, beauty, peace, we look out and see harmony, beauty, peace. If what's within us is confusion and unhappiness, then we look out and see confusion and happiness. You see, to be yourself and have fun is great. But even some students of the university get the strange idea that they're going to help other people. They get the strange idea that they're going to be a blessing to somebody else. They get the strange idea that they're important to somebody else's world. Well, if that person were to disappear, somebody else's world would just continue right on without them and not even miss a beat. Not because they're not nice, not because they're not wonderful and thoughtful, but because they're not important. The only thing that's important is to be yourself and have fun. So, if you think that you have to become a spiritual master here, well, you're an idiot. If you think that you have to become God, you're an idiot. If you think you have to become a healer, you're an idiot. And that's a good point. That's a good point. I had a dream remembrance last night. I went to, in my remembrance, I went to cover a Catherine Kuhlman healing meeting at the Shriner Auditorium in Los Angeles, and the place was packed with over 5,000 people. And Catherine Kuhlman was in her early 90s, and she was standing up there greeting the people, and having the people come forth from the audience with their illness and so forth. And as they would come to her, she would put her hand on her on their forehead and say, "In the name of Jesus Christ, you are healed." And the people would drop their crutches or no longer need their problems, and they would give them up. And standing next to me was Dr. Valentine Henley, who was the president of the United Church of Religious Science, and Willis Kinnear, who was the editor of the Science of Mind magazine, and I was the associate editor of the Science of Mind magazine. And also Elmer Gifford, who was the head of member churches at the United Church, was there too. Here, this is quite a... And we were all standing around Catherine Kuhlman. Why we had that privilege, I don't know, but she allowed us to do that. And so she had these people coming up to her who had these great problems. And one man came up and he says, "I have a great problem." And she said, "What is that?" He says, "I'm a healer, but when I'm healing people, it takes something from me." And she says, "Well, then you're not doing it correctly." And so he says, "Now watch." So a person came up, and the person had some terrible disease, and he put his hand on them, and instantly the disease was gone, and part of his fingers were missing. And then another person came up who had certain problems, cancer and so forth, that the doctors had diagnosed, and she was sort of shriveled up and so forth, and he put his hand on her, and she instantly stood up straight and tall. Her body was full. She was whole and perfect. But his fingers were missing to his hand, the palm. And then another person came along, and he did a healing for that person, and his whole hand was missing to the stub of his wrist. He was wearing a short-sleeved shirt, and there's a little arm was sticking out with no hand on him. And as he was doing these things, Catherine Kuhlman was saying, "You're doing this incorrectly." And then a little boy about 4 came down the aisle from the back of the main auditorium, and as the boy came down, everything stopped and everyone looked at this little 4-year-old boy walking down the aisle. His parents didn't follow him. And he came down and he came up on stage and he came up to the man who is the healer and he said, "You are a beautiful person." And he said, "Give me your hand." And the man looked at him confused because there was no hand there. And the little boy reached out and took his energy hand and said, "You are whole and perfect, and you do not have to heal anybody else ever again. And you are whole and perfect, and in the name of Jesus Christ, you are whole and perfect." And the man looked at his hand, and there it was full. And he looked at himself, and he had no compassion, no desire to feel sorry for anybody else in the world. He went his way without even saying thank you, because there was nothing to say thank you for, because he no longer was attempting to heal people and work with people. And the people that he healed remained healed, but the thing is, all of a sudden, the man was gone. And we don't know where he went to. He just went into the crowd. And the little boy disappeared into the crowd. And we thought, who's that little boy? You know, who's that little child? And what wonderful gift does he have, you know? But he disappeared too. And pretty soon, the whole auditorium emptied of people. And Catherine Kuhlman was standing there, and she says, as she held out her hands to the empty auditorium, she says, "And so it is." And it is beautiful. It is really beautiful when you realize that we have nothing to do but be ourselves and have fun. And I had never thought about this from the time that it happened until now, and I had never spoken about it with Valentin Henley or Kinnear or anybody else. I had never spoken about it with anybody, and now it just comes to mind, and I think to myself, yes, a double whammy reminder to be yourself and have fun, and keep your your mind out of other people's business, because that's not your business. And it's a good lesson to me, and I remind myself of it every now and then, and when I do that, all things work out in perfect order. Have a lovely day, and know that I love you, I love you, I love you.